To order, we're here tonight to conduct a public hearing. The question before us is, should the city charter be amended to provide councilors and the mayor compensation? At this time, I'm going to turn it over to our legal counsel to discuss this meeting process. It's a little different than we're used to.
Yeah, so I'll keep this quick. This is a CCI hearing. The normal, what you're used to is planning commission's hearing, so this is a little different. This is not a quasi-judicial or action with the normal hearing process. It is more similar to your legislative process where you recommend something to the city council. There's no specific rule about how these hearings are conducted. We've suggested an agenda that's something more similar to your legislative or quasi-judicial hearing process, and that includes an opportunity for you to declare if you have any conflicts or ex-party contacts. These are not meant to be very specific instances that include who you contacted or what you discussed, but more just a general sort of disclosure, because this is fact-finding, and so you can speak to some of the facts that you found prior to this hearing. And if there are no questions, we can go ahead and move forward with any individual statements or declarations prior to the public testimony.
So the public hearing is open. At this time, declarations of potential conflicts or ex parte contact, I'll begin. Potential conflicts of interest, currently the only conflict of interest that there might, potential conflict there might be, is if I were considering to run for city council or city position. I have no immediate plans to do so, however, don't necessarily think that that might not occur at some time in the future. However, this would have no bearing on my decision either way. As far as ex parte contact, I have had lots of ex parte contact. Every opportunity I get a chance to talk to folks about coming to the public hearing or giving input to this process, because it is a fact-finding process, I've asked for that information, shared lots of information during subsequent meetings of the CCI. So that's my statement.
Yeah, I at this point I have no conflict of interest whatsoever or ex parte contact.
I have no conflicts either or ex parte contact.
I have no ex parte and no conflict of interest.
No ex parte, no conflict.
Okay. All right. So at this time we'll have the staff report. So, Neil Adati.
Thank you, Chair, and members of the committee. So the public hearing on potential mayor and council compensation, I'll keep it somewhat brief, but make sure we get some information into the record. The Springfield mayor and council are volunteers, as you know. Several meetings took place with a small group that the council put together to look at possible compensation for the mayor and council. They came up with some ideas, but decided to pass it on to the CCI to get a more public look. The CCI did some very detailed work during their meetings to discuss. They also put together, with a small group of CCI members, a survey. A public survey was not a scientific survey, but it was more of a kind of a gauge the temperature of the public type of survey. 282 people took the survey, which is more than we typically get for that type of online survey. And 76% of those surveyed were in favor of moving forward with a charter amendment, which is what we would need to give any compensation to the mayor and council. After this public hearing, the June 6th date is the next time the city council will look at this, and 2 weeks after that, it'll come to a full council meeting.
Yes.
Just for clarification.
Yes.
The survey indicated the amount that was being proposed for compensation.
It did. Which was $300 for counselors, $500 for the mayor per month, for a total of approximately $27,000 per year.
Thanks. Thank you. Okay, questions for staff? Hearing none. I have no cards for testimony in support, but I'll certainly call for testimony from the public in support, in opposition, or without position. Hearing none. Again, ask any questions for staff. No questions. At this time, we'll close the public hearing and have some discussion. Do you want to start, Steve?
Well, the work session we had, I was sitting back behind everybody, so I could get in part of the conversation, but I pretty much agree with what everybody was discussing. But in my mind, I was formulating this, we go forward with approving, putting us on the ballot at $300 per month, but a cost of living clause in there which will cover any natural costs over the few years. And then if they want to make a major change to it, I don't know what's going to happen by the time there's none of us do, and then we'll go back to the public. But in the meantime, I'll treat it real low if we don't do the inflation thing for 5 or 10 years.
Okay.
I just thought that after reviewing the survey and stuff, the general public was in pretty strong support of some type of compensation and didn't have any opposition with the amount that was proposed. I kind of echo what Mo says in terms of some type of idea of a cost of living expense because inflation is a part of our society. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like I know all the counselors. Being on the Planning Commission for 7.5 years, I got to know the counselors, and I personally feel that none of them are in it for the money, that's for sure. I would say we're past you on just covering expenses so that they're not out any money, and that's my personal feeling. And I ran for council, and never once in my mind was I thinking about any compensation, but I think it's past due, and I totally agree with the amounts, and I'd like to see somehow the cost of living set for a duration of a time frame, and then again voting. So I agree with that as well. Any major changes?
Okay.
Well, I'm in agreement with the concept of providing compensation, and I'm in agreement. Comfortable with the level that's being suggested. I think as far as our recommendation, we should have a recommendation that's inclusive rather than simply a yay or a nay. So I think that our indication of being in agreement with the compensation levels should be included in our recommendation. Because of the fact that we've had some extensive discussions on various facets of this, I think our thoughts should be conveyed rather than just saying we agree to move this forward. I'm more inclined, rather than having an automatic escalator on the compensation level, to have a method of periodic review where the compensation level remains stable for a 2-3 year period, having a review come up to where it's analyzed, adjustments are made if necessary, or no adjustments if the conditions dictate. So that would be my preference, but if the majority is looking more at an automatic escalator, then they're rabbis.
Okay. Well, personal opinion, I think in looking at all of the data that's been presented to the CCI, including a survey of other municipalities across the state and what they're doing, and population levels and things of that nature. I am a believer in our council not having to pay a price to serve. They pay a huge price of their time for their service, but they should not have, I don't believe, any out-of-pocket expense. And I think that the levels, I would agree with Tim, I think that a recommendation coming forward should be based on those levels that were surveyed. And I think those compensation levels, $300 for a month for a counselor and $500 for the mayor, are very modest. And you know, I believe we live in a community that is fairly conservative, but honors service. And I believe that this community would probably accept that wholeheartedly. So I also agree that there should be some escalator in there. My concern there is that survey information really, there were at least 8 comments made in the survey information that we received back that there was an express concern about adjustments being made to that compensation level by the city council of their own volition. And I echo what you all, I think, are saying, in that if our recommendation coming forward probably is going to be something in terms of the recommendation for the charter amendment and revised to add the comment in relation to some sort of compensation increase that is not cannot be adjusted or changed by the city council of their own volition. And you know, and maybe that is all the direction we need to give. Maybe it's up to them then as a city council to make their own determination about how that would. But certainly, you know, on June 6th, they are going to meet in work session, is that correct?
Yes.
Neil? They're going to meet in work session, and on June 20th, they'll meet in regular session. And certainly, you know, I would encourage any of you to be present at those meetings and speak your mind. So, okay, with that said, are we ready for, yes, go ahead.
I was going to comment your comment about various people on the survey having some trepidation about any increases that they would not be able to speak toward. And I think looking at any possible changes that the city council could make, I think you would also want to include the budget committee in that as well because of the composition of the budget committee. So those two bodies, I think, should be excluded from consideration of making any modifications.
So, okay, Johnny?
I had a question. Commissioner Bowes, when you were saying inclusive as far as when we make a recommendation, my understanding is that we're here tonight to recommend this $300 and $500 package at this point. That's what we're recommending?
You're recommending that council move forward with putting it on the ballot, a charter amendment. I don't think, and maybe Neil could speak to what the amendment would include. I don't know if it necessarily would include that a specific amount or if that would be determined outside of the charter amendment. I think that there are options there.
Correct. I don't know if you'd want to put the exact amount in the charter amendment.
Okay. It makes it very, it would have to be changed by public vote.
Well, what we're doing is simply making a recommendation. We're not locking anything in,
right? Yeah.
Because that's
correct.
The
So I think it's more a recommendation. Should council put something on the ballot with regards to a charter amendment that would allow for council compensation? The details of both the ballot title as well as how it moves forward once it's approved will be determined by the council. But they welcome your recommendations.
Yeah,
I think there's
no. I think looking at our options for motions, certainly the second motion is the recommendation plus any any additional things that we report for consideration. So it's really up to us to determine what our feeling is there. So.
Well, I mean, obviously, the council could completely ignore any additional
sure.
aspects of our recommendations. So it isn't like we're pushing anything into a place that's going to that they can't be removed. So.
What concerns of, I guess, the idea of the concept of some type of, you know, inflation cost, even if we moved it forward just as it is, that's probably something that they're going to flush out in their work sessions and recommend something on the ballot. It's probably, they're probably going to cut some.
I think probably my feeling is, I think if we stay fairly generic and broad, we've done our job. I think our next step is to, if we have specific issues, to show up at a council meeting or have a discussion with the mayor or city council about our findings. All of this information is going to be made available to them, just as it has been to us. Is that right, Neil? The
yes,
survey information, if it already hasn't been
right.
made.
And I would also recommend that when the work session takes place, that a member of CCI might actually do part of the presentation.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I would usually, it's really at the discretion of the council who they want at the table at a work session. But I think it would be fitting for some of us to be there and at least one of us to be at the table.
Right.
So, you know, I personally feel very comfortable with the first recommendation, and I think our follow-up then is with the council. I mean, that's my personal.
Tim has good ideas, but it gets pretty complicated, I think. Do it your way. I think it would be handy for us to make this simple so we can go on for a number of years until somebody wants to change it. Then they can get it.
Well, I guess my only thought is that given the amount of time we've spent in discussion and the various points that have come up, that we should convey that in our recommendation. But either way, because needless to say, the council is going to head in the wrong direction.
Well, Tim, you can make a motion. You're certainly empowered to do that. And if it passes, great. If not, then we'll have further discussion.
Well,
so and
I have the feeling that my thoughts are in the minority, so I'm not going to address the issue. That being the case,
conversation. The city council respects us. What we do.
Absolutely.
And I've always said that we do our jobs properly, it's the council. They will look at it and say, hey, sometimes we lose this. It's embarrassing. But they trust us. And I hope that they do in this case too. But obviously, they can do what they want.
Okay. Yes?
The CCI recommends that the council move forward in placing a charter amendment regarding council compensation on the ballot in November 2014 with the following additional recommendations for council's consideration. I don't know how to word this. We recommend that the base compensation be at $300 a month, and with an allowance for cost of living for future years. And the mayor would be starting at $500 a month with the same cost of living application.
Okay.
Second.
Second. Seconded by Commissioner Vose. Okay, any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you for your work on this. We'll have an opportunity, and I would hope all of you exercise your right to talk with the council and at work session. Hopefully we'll have a place at the table, and I'll talk with Neil about that, and then also at the city council meeting.
And the other comment is, you know, like I said, city council press is supposed to public press us. We don't make
them
choose out there.
No,
they always have. We do our job to represent what
they. Oh yeah.
We think they would want us.
I don't. Well, yeah, I do.
Okay. All right, we're adjourned.
What year is this?
June 2nd.
That would be Bean.
June 2nd.
Oh, this is the planning commission.
It is, but I didn't see, Amy just sent something out, it wasn't included, so I just checked up very well.
You approached that well, did the background work?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll look at my sheet, that's.
Obviously, it's one of the.
This is.